We're so delighted today, wherever you're listening to your program, that you are listening to Moments with the Bible. I'm Gary Colley, your regular speaker on the program, and always happy to greet you in this manner. Our question for this week, since instrumental music is not to be used in the meetings of the church, shouldn't those who have been added to the church avoid instrumental and non-spiritual music at all other times as well? Well, we're glad to have this question, and certainly we're delighted to address it throughout this week. Upon attending the services of the Churches of Christ, many people have wondered why no mechanical instruments of music were used. Any member of the Lord's Church will welcome your inquiries concerning these things or any other things that we teach and practice. And you have the right to know, my friends, why we do or why we do not anything that you might like to have a question about. When we are delving into the Bible subjects, though, we ought to ask ourselves in the word of the Apostle Paul, what saith the Scriptures, Romans 4 and verse 3? Has God expressed His will, then, concerning music in worship and music out of worship? Has He left this matter to the whims and opinions of men? We need to turn to the Word of God and allow it to be our deciding factor, we believe, in all things. In the New Testament, we find several references to singing. In each case, it's very clear that singing alone is meant. For instance, in Acts 16:25, it is said, "And at midnight Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God." Then you'll remember that Paul wrote to the Romans, saying, "I will confess to thee among the Gentiles and sing unto thy name." Romans 15:9. To the Corinthian church, Paul said, in 1 Corinthians 14:35 or 14:15, "I will sing with the Spirit, and I will sing with the understanding also." In the letter to the church at Ephesus in Ephesians 5:19 and 20, as we read on yesterday, he said, "Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord." A similar statement is found in the third chapter of Colossians in verse 16, which reads, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord." Finally, in James 5:13 is this statement, "Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms." Now this is all, my friends, that the New Testament has to say about music insofar as worship to God is concerned. So the above quotations constitute the whole counsel of God with regard to this matter. It is beyond controversy that God has ordained that Christians should sing praises to His name. So our questioner today says, though, since instrumental music is not to be used in the meetings of the church, which is correct, because the Lord forbids it, shouldn't those who have been added to the church avoid instrumental and non-spiritual music in all other times as well? Well, some people object, as we study these things, that instruments of music are used in our homes, and this seems to be the objection that is desirous of being raised here. They seem to believe that anything that is permissible in the home should be acceptable in worship unto God. But my friends, this is a false thinking and a false premise. When we observe that things not sinful within themselves are not prohibited in social life, but only things that are authorized by God are permissible in church worship, then we shall understand the points that are being made. And as we continue our discussion along this line throughout the week, I believe these things will become quite evident.